Hello and welcome to Season 4, Episode 4 of the Summer Library Podcast. I am Paul Sorrell, joined along with St. Nicholas Stephen Mount, the
That's
jolly old
me.
Elf. Is that what you're called?
Yeah.
Every Christmas?
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, you should be, because you're jolly.
Yeah, well.
And you're old.
Yeah, these things. Getting older
and you're
every
an
day.
Elf.
And I'm an elf, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, all true things.
Yes. Speaking of Elf, did you like the movie Elf?
Yeah, it's one of my favorite Christmas movies.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it your top?
Probably not my top. Probably It's a Wonderful Life, which everybody says is their favorite Christmas movie. That's probably one of my favorites.
That's one of
your favorites. If not my favorite.
If not your favorite.
I'm not committing to a top Christmas movie.
Well, that's just unacceptable. I'm sorry. We're talking about commitment.
Is yours White Christmas?
No, actually.
Oh.
It's Holiday Inn.
Oh, yeah.
Which was a forerunner of White Christmas.
Okay.
Yes. I love the house in Holiday Inn. If I could build a house...
It'd be a replica
it
of
would be.
Holiday Inn.
It would be. Complete with snow.
Do you ever go just stay at a Holiday Inn? Just
absolutely not. But, you know, ironically, that's how... Kimmins Wilson got the name for his Holiday Inn franchise was from the movie.
How about that?
Little
fun facts.
How about that?
Yeah.
So here we are. It is the last day of finals and 2 weeks before Christmas Day.
Wow.
And that would mean it would be 3 weeks before New Year's Day.
That's true.
And during these times of ends of things, we sometimes look back and reflect on the year and our lives and see where we are compared to where we thought we would be. And so it's a cliche, but, you know, when people say, yeah, the year has gone by so fast, and it has gone by fast. They just keep ticking off.
Yeah.
And I bet your life has gone by fast.
Yeah, this just
year.
Got serious, didn't it?
No.
No, retrospective.
And no. No.
Yeah, it's been a busy year.
It has been a busy year. And you know what happened on July 1st of this year?
I think I do.
What would that be?
Did construction start on the new library site?
Absolutely. So in the life of the library, we've had some exciting things happen. And that would be probably the biggest thing, is that the construction for the new library started on July 1st.
About 6 months of construction underway
yes.
so far.
And it's a massive structure.
It's very, very large.
It almost overpowers everything in that area. But yeah, it's cool.
It's neat to see it go up.
It is.
We've taken pictures every single Wednesday, or
yes.
nearly every
yeah,
Wednesday.
With the exception of two Wednesdays.
So we've kind of seen it... As it's from the ground and
from the ground up
every single Wednesday, so
yeah.
it's neat to see it go up.
Yeah, and on November 19th, we had the topping out ceremony.
Yeah,
which is basically something where we all got to sign one of the steel beams.
Was it the biggest beam or highest beam? Maybe
I don't know what that exact beam was.
Yeah.
But that was a ceremony, and the president of the university spoke, as well as Annabeth, the library director. And in attendance were the donors, the major donor, and I believe the architect and some of the construction people.
This neat little ceremony.
It was. And we got to sign the beam for all eternity.
Yes.
Our name will be there.
It'll be engraven on the new library.
Yes. So during the year, have you been busy with interlibrary loan and that kind of stuff?
Yes, interlibrary loan's been pretty busy, and reserves, and taking classes for library school, and library moving related.
Yes, you've been involved in getting the footage.
Yeah, we've measured the collection,
the
linear feet of the collection.
Is there a total? Or is it just divided into things?
There is a total.
Well, of course there's a total.
Yeah, there's a total.
What am I thinking? So that's something that will obviously come into play and be very important information when the move is underway, because you got to know how much stuff you got.
What's going to fit where.
Exactly. And, yes. Exactly. Oh, a little fun fact about the library.
Fun fact edition yes. of the podcast.
You know, there are 300 tons of steel over in the new library.
It's a lot of tons. What is a ton? 2,000 pounds?
I believe that's right. Yeah. And wow. The largest beam, how much do you think it weighs? No, that's not the answer.
I don't know. Why don't you tell? I have no frame of reference.
You have no frame of reference? How about 26,000 pounds?
Wow.
Or the equivalent to what you bench press.
That's true.
That's nothing for you.
That's on a weekday.
That's right. That's not even close to your max.
No.
You warm up with that.
Yeah.
13 tons.
So that's 13 tons.
And what do you get?
A beam.
One big beam.
Here's a beam.
And a lot of sweat. So, okay, I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer or anything, but...
It just happens naturally.
Oh, shot. Okay, here we go. It's going to take a year to get into the library, right? To the new library. And we've watched the construction go on for 6 months and where they are. And, of course, I don't know how far along they are. I don't know if they're... a third of the way, a half way, who knows? But here is the awesome power of nature. And since this campus has been hit by tornadoes, mm-hmm. I can't help but think it would take, 30 seconds maybe for a tornado to blow through and knock that thing down?
Yep.
I mean, that's just incredible to me. What takes, months and years to build can be gone boom, in just seconds.
Yep, I know that could happen.
Well, but, I'm certainly not hoping that it happens. I'm just saying that has always occurred to me. Not necessarily the new library, but any building.
What takes man a year to build can take God 10 seconds to take down.
Yeah, so it just makes you realize how insignificant we are as human beings, and we think we're so powerful. And it's not the case. Okay, so here we are, 2 weeks before Christmas. I have a question for you.
Yes.
Are you offended by the phrase "Happy Holidays" in lieu of "Merry Christmas"?
That's tough to answer. Happy Holidays can incorporate multiple holidays. So if you're saying Happy Holidays to include Christmas and Thanksgiving and New Year's all bundled into one phrase, then I think it's appropriate. And even if it's in replacement of Merry Christmas, maybe that's just what some people use. I think it's come to be a replacement for Merry Christmas mm-hmm. in an anti-Christian type of tone. They're trying to remove Christmas and remove right. Jesus from Christmas. So that's been the replacement phrase, which I guess... in a secular society shouldn't be surprising necessarily, right. but I guess that's fine.
So in other words, it really doesn't bother you?
Not a whole lot.
Yeah, unless the context is specific.
I mean, we're trying to take Jesus out of everything in secular society, so the fact that it would try to be removed from Christmas, that Jesus would try to be removed from Christmas is not incredibly surprising.
Right. I think I'm more offended by... the term winter break for schools instead of Christmas break. Mm. There's an elementary school that I pass on the way home quite often, and I notice that they will use the term winter break instead of Christmas break. And I find
intentionally to leave Christmas out.
Exactly. That's what it seems to me. I mean, I could be totally wrong. I mean, obviously it is a winter break.
Just like a spring break and a fall break and a summer break.
Yeah. I mean, okay. But heretofore, it would probably have been referred to as a Christmas break.
True.
But I don't know. I mean, Happy Holidays has never really bugged me. I mean, if somebody told me Happy Hanukkah, I would probably look at them strangely and go, well, thank you. I don't celebrate that holiday, but thank you. I'm not going to be offended by the phrase Happy Holidays, mm-hmm.
So. Right, and I think it's kind of a combined word of holy days too.
Absolutely.
Holidays.
Yes. So absolutely. Because I look at it as the whole holiday season. You know, we're talking Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. So
yeah, it is. I don't know how current it is, but it has been more of a trend in the last 10 years. Would you say?
Oh, I would say before that, when I had my first job out of college, I was working for Joseph Bank Clothiers down in Germantown, Tennessee, and we were instructed to answer the phone "Happy Holidays" and not "Merry Christmas." So that was
for those who celebrate different religions. And
yeah,
those sorts of things.
So that's fine. I don't have a problem with it. That was 30 years ago. So
it's been around for a long time.
Yeah. So
well,
what else do we have?
Speaking of Christmas and the Christmas holiday, Paul.
Yes.
I was able to dig up some Christmas fun facts
for
this
Christmas
fun facts edition.
Our Christmas edition.
The podcast.
Yes.
So would you like to hear those?
Absolutely.
Okay. Some of them I'll just read. Some of them I will force you to make a guess.
Oh, okay.
If that's okay with you.
Sure.
Okay.
I like to be made look like I don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, if it's any consolation, I wouldn't have known either. So, okay, here we go. Fun fact number one. The French gave the biggest Christmas present ever in 1886.
Statue of Liberty.
That is correct.
Ooh, how about that? I didn't know it was a Christmas gift. I knew it was from the French.
Number two, Santa Claus was a real saint.
Yes.
He lived in Myra in the 300s.
That's right.
Myra is in what's now, what country?
Romania.
Turkey.
Turkey.
The German name for St. Nicholas is Sankt.
Say that again?
Nope. Number three, the first artificial Christmas tree wasn't a tree at all. It was created out of goose feathers that were dyed. Number four, Christmas has many, many names. Do you know some, aside from, of course, Christmas?
Are you asking me?
I am asking you.
Or is that a rhetorical
question? There was a
question
mark at the end of that sentence.
Gosh, I don't really know off the top of my head.
I can't pronounce them, so we'll move on to number five. Number five, Xmas stems from Greece. The Greek X is?
Christ.
Is a symbol for Christ.
Yes. But don't we think that people are X-ing out Christ?
Yeah.
That's probably what most people think.
Yeah.
Not that it's rooted in something.
Yeah, it is actually a symbol for Christ.
Yeah.
Number six, Riga, Latvia was home to the first decorated Christmas tree. The year was 1510.
Mm.
About 36 million Christmas trees are produced each year on Christmas tree farms.
36 million?
36 million.
Wow.
About. Not exactly. Number seven, the candy cane is one of the most familiar symbols of Christmas. It dates back to 1670 in Europe, but didn't appear in the U.S. until the 1800s.
And that has some Christian symbolism to it.
Yes, let me tell you about that Christian symbolism.
Well, please do.
It's the shape of Jesus' hook to shepherd his lambs, and the color and stripes hold significance for purity in Christ's sacrifice. Became common in the mid-1900s.
How about that?
Three more. The Christmas stocking got its start when three unmarried girls did their laundry and hung their stockings on the chimney to dry. They couldn't marry, they had no dowry, but St. Nicholas, who knew of their plight, put a sack of gold in each stocking, and in the morning the girls awoke to discover they had dowries they could marry.
How about that?
That was kind of neat. I liked that one.
I wonder how much gold was in there.
I don't know.
Hmm.
An estimated one of three people worldwide celebrate Christmas, including 2.1 billion Christians. And finally, the most popular Christmas song ever is...
White Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Oh, come on.
The song can be traced back to England, but its author and composer remains unknown.
How about that?
10 Christmas fun facts.
For this Christmas edition of the Summer Library podcast.
Yeah.
So here's some trivia for you.
Okay.
You know the song Jingle Bells?
I do.
It originally was a Thanksgiving song.
Isn't that interesting?
That is interesting. But we associate it, obviously, with Christmas.
Yeah.
And it's really not even a Christmas
song. We don't really
song.
Have any Thanksgiving songs.
Not really. I guess. But there are two hymns that I associate with Thanksgiving.
Which
come,
song?
Ye Thankful People, come, mm-hmm. and We Gather Together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those were always sung, you know, the Sunday before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Although they're not technically Thanksgiving songs.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
Well, of course, now we don't even think about Thanksgiving. We think about
Black Friday on Thursday.
Yeah, exactly. I'm kind of tired of all the sales stuff and people opening on Thanksgiving. And then you hear all the hype and you go, oh, man, there must have been a lot of commerce done. And then a couple of days later, you go and read.
Yeah,
where
I think we're seeing some pushback on encroachment of Thanksgiving and time with family and that sort of thing.
But supposedly this Black Friday weekend or whatever wasn't as commercially robust as they were hoping. So
yeah.
And then, of course, we have Cyber Monday, which has become Cyber Week. And now we have Green Monday, which is the second Monday of December. And we have Super Saturday, which is the Saturday before Christmas.
We need a consumer calendar for all of these things to show up.
You know, let's just have, I don't know, let's just make the whole block of December nothing but
buy stuff month.
<That's right. laughs> Buy stuff. Cheap prices. Go knock your neighbor in the head for a $100 TV. You know, it's just, it's gotten,
it's silly.
It is silly, and it's gotten out of hand, and it just makes you want to just turn away from it all. At least it does me. I'm sure there's millions of people who love to get out there and mix and mingle with people.
Yeah, some people say it's just part of the season now.
Yeah.
It's what they do. They go out on Friday and shop amongst the mobs of people.
Yeah. Oh, well.
It's tradition. It's become tradition.
Do you have any holiday traditions? Anything that you would like to discuss? No? Oh, I know. You enjoy drinking eggnog.
I like eggnog.
That's a tradition.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a custard kind of guy until I read how many grams of sugar was in one 4-ounce
serving. Did you think it was healthy for you before you read that?
Well, no, never, ever. But
that's why you should never read labels.
I know. But then I was thinking, when I was a kid, my dad is a pastor, and we would have people bring, you know, food all the time during the holidays. And there was this one sweet, dear woman who would bring her homemade boiled custard, and it was very good. And there was another woman who would bring coconut squares, and that was very good. But a lot of times people would combine and eat the two at the same time. Mm. And I'm thinking about that the other day, and I'm going, oh, my goodness.
You're rich.
Oh, man, are you kidding me? And I would never touch that these days. So.
Well, you're very health conscious. So.
Yeah, but I could do better.
More for the rest of us.
Yeah, well, you can have my share. But, holiday traditions, and it's a nice time of year. I mean, it's easy to get jaded and become Scrooge-like, but if you look at it in a pure sense, it has a lot of meaning to it.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's a good time to reflect on the year and what is coming up and make changes maybe where you feel like you can do better or want to try new things. Isn't New Year's Eve one of your favorite holidays?
It is, yeah. It's what other holiday do people spend staying up until midnight to see the next day that is that important?
Right.
It's just neat to see the calendar flip, and there's kind of hope for the new year.
Right.
Of
kind of a clean slate.
The unknown, yeah. Kind of a clean slate, kind of an unknown. I know there's talk of people never fill their New Year's resolutions and that sort of thing, or only for a week or 2 weeks or something, but at least at that point, people are trying something better for themselves and that sort of thing.
Do you make resolutions?
I have in the past, yeah.
Do you stick to them?
I try to. I don't always, but
at least
I have.
You give it a shot.
Yeah.
You try.
Yeah. So.
There's something to be said in trying.
Yeah, at least it's kind of a new start. I do like New Year's.
Well, good.
Yes.
Do you stay up till midnight, or are you?
I usually do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I always enjoyed watching the countdown from Times Square. And at one point in my life, I thought it'd be fun to be amongst those crazy revelers.
Yeah.
Now, not so much.
No. I like Auld Lang Syne, too. That's one of my favorite songs.
It's kind of a depressing song. Yeah. But I like it. Yeah.
Yeah, I like the tune.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so here we are, this time next year, we should be in our own studio in the new library doing our Christmas edition podcast.
Yeah, maybe so.
How about that? And if you would like to donate to the Open the Doors campaign, that's still available.
Yeah, newunionlibrary.com. I think you can see an updated picture of the progress.
Yeah.
Find out, look at floor plans, donate.
Mm-hmm. Find out more information about the library. And you can also get to that site by going to uu.edu/library. And over in the right-hand side of the webpage, I think it's the first tab, you'll see
the scrolling pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the first one.
And so you can check out more about the new library. And if you have any questions, Stephen Mounts, the man who knows all things shelving and linear feet.
Linear feet.
So he would be the one to contact. You are the man.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. We want to wish all who are listening a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, a Happy Holiday Season.
Mm-hmm.
And as always, it's a pleasure to work with you, Mr. Mount.
Same to you, Mr. Sorrell.
Thank you, sir. And we will leave you with a little Christmas cheer as we go out with my favorite secular Christmas song of all time. Merry Christmas, everybody.